So today is Tav, Vav, right? Okay. Right? Tav, Vav. So where today is Daf, Zeicha Nishmas, Chayecheres Basali Melech Zev. I also have a list of people who are sick in the Rochelle. You can read it up, but hopefully they have a refuah shleima of a karov. Okay, so we are on Hey Amud Beis, five lines in the bottom, but a ton of Rabbanan. Okay, so we're talking again about being mavir, from being transported from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or vice versa. But here we're going to speak about going from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but in the middle, you're passing over a Makom Ptur, a place where there is no, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Tana Rabbanan, Hamotzi Michanus Liplatya Derech Stav. Tana Chaim says Chayiv, and Azi says Potter. So what's the case? You have the, I don't know if you've been to the car, though, you know what it looks like. You have the storefront, and you have the that's the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Then you have outside, you have the thoroughfare, that's just a rabbim. But you also have like these, I don't know, colonies or some sort of platform that was on the outside. In between, they used to show their wares, put their wares out. So what you did is you took the stuff from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but you placed it in the middle. I guess you put it onto this what's called the Derech Stav, which is sort of a carmelitz, and then you brought it outside. So there's in between step. Right? Rashi says Derech Stav, Makom Itztabos. It's kind of a platform. She Yoshvim Sochrim. The peddlers would sit there. He says, Vishim Carmelis Aleh. It has a name of, it's not actually Carmelis, but it's called like a Carmelis, which means it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Rosh Hashanah Yachid Deraisa. The Lovli Hiluchahu Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why? Because it's not a place where people traverse. They don't travel there. So what's the story? So Tanakama says that you're Chayiv. Why is it says you're Chayiv? You're Chayiv from transporting it from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? Hoel below Amar Bitstav Lafush. Rashi says that since you never really stopped on the stav, you know, to place it down, it's considered one long continuum until you hit the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore it's going to be Hotzah. However, Ben Azai says you're Potter. Why? So Mar says Bishma Ben Azai. I understand why Ben Azai says you're Potter. Tikasavar Mehalech Kaomei Dami. He says when you are walking, it's discreet movements each time you walk. So when you walked from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim through to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so as you passed over this other tour place, it's as if you stopped there, and so therefore you went from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Makom, to a, this Carmelis, then from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore you're Potter, because even though you never really stopped, as you're walking, each step is viewed as a discrete movement, and it's an individual movement, and therefore it's considered as if you stopped on each spot. So right, the Kesavar, Rashi says, Gemara says, the Kesavar, Mahalech Ke'omid Dami. Every time you walk, each step is as if you stand still momentarily as you're taking the step. Ella Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, Nihi Nami de Kesavi Lav Ke'omid Dami. So the Rabbanon clearly hold that you don't freeze a person mid-air, you know, halakhically, as he's walking. So it's viewed as one continuum. So therefore he went from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though he walked over this place where he wasn't Potter. So Nihi, where he would be Potter. Nihi Nami Ksavi Lavka Omedavi, but Heichi Ashkachanok Yehagavna Dechayiv. Where do you find a case like this that you're Chayiv? I mean, where do you find a case where you walk, and while you're walking, you pass through a place where you would be Potter, and yet you're still Chayiv? That's what Rashi says. See, Rashi says, Heichi Ashkachan, last Rashi, the Mifaska Rishusa Achrisi Mikhaya. Right? Maybe, where do you find a paradigm, basically? Where do you find a paradigm where if you walk, again, for Hotzah, you have to find a paradigm for everything, because as closest pointed out on that base, it's a Malacha Geruah. So unless everything is mentioned, something is mentioned, or you have an example or a paradigm, you're not going to be Chayiv. So where do you find the case where you walk from one Rishus to another Rishus via a place where you'll be Potter, that you're still Chayiv? We don't have that. Maybe Rashi points out, Dilma, right, Lo Chayiv Rahman El Bamot Rosh Hashanah Yachid Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Maybe the only time the Torah said the Yachayiv is you went straight from Rosh Hashanah Yachid Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Where do you find this paradigm if you're going through another place that you would be Chayiv? So Gemara says, Amar of Safra, Amar of Ami, Amar of Yochanan, Midi Dehave Amavir. Maybe the paradigm would be the case of Maavir. Maavir is, besides, you're not allowed to take from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to walk Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The idea is also, when you're walking Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah, you're only Chayiv when you stop, because you have to have a Hanacha. So everyone always says, let's say you're walking in the street in Rosh Hashanah, and you find something in your pocket, what's the worst thing to do? Stop. Right. Don't stop. Keep walking until you find the place. Keep walking until you find the place where go to a carmelist, someone's backyard, and then take it off. So the Gemara says, "Midi dahavi ma'avir chafetz mishus harabim." Hasam there also. If you're ma'avir chafetz mishus harabim, lav afal gav to come with the nakat leva azio potter. Right. The halacha is so long as you're still walking, you're potter. Potter v'lasi. You're potter. Because you haven't stopped. In order to chayv, you have to have an akira and a hanacha. So if you don't stop, you have no hanacha, you have no placing down. But ki manachle, when you place it down, at the end of the time when you stop, you're chayv. Right? Hachanami lo shna. So what is he trying to say? When you're walking in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, illicitly, with the thing in your hand, so every step that you take is ptur. So you're moving from a place, you're moving across a continuum, but you're putter until you stop. So to hear, maybe that's the paradigm. When you're moving from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim via an area you're potter. The same thing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The whole area you're potter until you stop. So to hear, but nevertheless, once you stop, you're going to be chayiv. So to hear, going across this continuum, going across the Rosh Hashanah, the non-Rosh Hashanah place in the middle, you're going to be potter, even though, and then you'll be chayiv when you reach the end place, even though you're crossing over an area that had you potter. Over here, over the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, when you're walking with the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're crossing over an area. Every place step that you take, you're potter until you stop. So, and nevertheless, when you stop, you're chayiv. So to here, when you're moving from the storefront to the outside via this area where you wouldn't be chayiv, nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv when you reach the end. That's what they say that the paradigm would be. But Mara says that's a problem. Midam is no comparison. Hacha hasam kol hecha demonachle makam chiyuvu. Hacha imonachle bestav makam ptorvu. There's a big difference between the guy who's walking down Lam Swiss Arabim. The guy who's walking Dal Amos Shus Arabim, any single place that once he walked to Dal Amos, any place that he would stop, he'd be chayiv.
Right.
In our case, if he would stop on that stav, he would be putter. So it's not a fair comparison.
Because he went from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Karmelos.
We call it the Karmelos with a lower C. Right? So he went to a Karmelos. So if he stopped in that Karmelos spot, he would be putter. But if you're being Magir Dal Amos Shus Arabim, any place you would stop, you would be chayiv. Right, the place is chayiv. Just that, if you look at the individual, in the case of Dal Amos, he would be putter because he hasn't. But if somebody else would stop there, they'd be chayiv. That's the Gemara's next thing. But so it's a difference because in the case of our case that we asked the question on, that place is a karmelos. It's a place that's putter. And there's just a rabbi, not a place that's putter. Just you would be putter if you stopped there because you haven't stopped. If you didn't stop because you have to stop and you haven't stopped yet. The Gemara says, right, me dummy, hasam kolheich donolchle mukam chiyuvu. Ella, so let's see what's the paradigm. Again, we're trying to figure out if the guy, according to the Chachamim, we're looking for a paradigm of taking from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Derech Karmelis, that even though you passed over this area that's Potter, you would still be Chayiv when you got to the area that's the other Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says, Ella midi dahavi ma'avir chefetz mitchilis arba l'sof arba. Guy walks dal almost exactly for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So then the Amos that he's walking, the 3.99 Amos in between, they're all Patur places for him. If he would stop there, he'd be Putter. So to in our case, if you would stop on the Stav, you'd be Putter. So it seems to be a better comparison. So Gemara says, El Midi Dehave Mavir Chayfetz Mitchilis Arba L'Sof Arba. Hasam Lav, so to over there, when you're Mavir, Afal Gavi Manichle B'Toch Ara Amos. If at any point in time amongst these Dal Amos, he would place it down, he would be Putter, because he hasn't gone to Dal Amos. Hachanami lo shna, so too by us. So the less than Dal Amos that he's walking is a makam ptur. If he gets to the Dal Amos, he's chayiv. So too in our case, the Rosh Hashanah, the itzma is a makam ptur. But if he gets to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he would be chayiv. So that's the paradigm. The Gemara says no, because we sort of said this earlier. Midami, there's no comparison. Hasam lagabi hay gavra makam pturhu, lukuliyame makam chiyuvu. In the Vavir Dal Amos, it's not like the any place in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is defined as a place that's putter. It's only putter for you because you haven't reached the final destination yet. But if somebody else would have started one tefach before you and placed it down where you stopped, they would be chayiv. It's not a makom of ptur. The individual is not chayiv until he reaches a certain place. By our case, the makom is the physical area is not a chayiv place. The physical area, Ma'ar V'Yadal Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the physical area is not a makom ptur. In order for you to be chayiv, you can't focus on the place. The focus is on the individual. That it says the kuli al makom mi dami hasam legabe hay gavra makom patorhu the kuli al makom chiyufu. But hacha in the case of our case where you're in front of the storefront the kuli al makom patorhu. according to everybody, that place is defined as a makom ptur. And that Mavir Dal Amos versus Rabim, that place is not defined as a makom ptur, just that you're not chayv until you walk a little further in that place. So we still don't have a paradigm. So Ella, the Gemara says, no, the paradigm is follows. Mine dahave amotzi mirishus hayochid rishus harabim derech tzide rishus harabim. Right, so the Gemara constantly is coming up with these ideas, assuming that you know what they are. Because I think the Gemara assumes you did the Mishnayos already. So if you did them, and you did the Toseftos. So the Gemara, if you did all the Tanaitic works, you know what these rules are. So the case here is, you're going from a rishus hayochid to rishus harabim via the tzide rishus harabim. So what are the tzide rishus harabim? So Rashi says...
You're also assuming that you know what this is.
What?
Assume you know what
these things. Right. So, well, I guess they had the picture books back then. So he says, what's the tzidei rishus harabim? So look at the first short line. Basically what it is, where I put it is, like, you have the rishus hayochid, the rishus harabim, and in between there's like a border with like spikes or something like that, that it's on the side, it's basically the demarcation line between the rishus hayochid and the rishus harabim, where people don't really walk on there. It's not the rishus hayochid because it's not enclosed in my area, but it's not the rishus harabim because people don't walk. It's like on the sidewalk, sometimes you have these pillars or something like that separate between the street and the sidewalk, or something like that. So then Rashi gives an example. You go chatzer, you have a chatzer, shenifratz l'rishus harabim, to have a makom mechitzit tzidei rishus harabim. You have a chatzir that empties out into rabim, and the place of the mechitza, of the border, or the barrier, that's considered tzidei rishus harabim. And there's a machlokes, right, in Eirvin, uplegibor rabbi lezev, rabbanan, be'eirvin, beperek kol ganos, whether the tzidei rishus harabim are considered rishus harabim or not. Are they rishus harabim, or are they rishus hayachim? That's the, what do you consider the tzidei rishus harabim? So, let's go back to Gemara.
Is that actually a space?
Yeah, whatever period, whatever.
Like it's a line.
Okay, so you have a thick area. Let's say it's a, who knows how wide it is. That's used as the border. Now let's say that wall that was there falls down. So that space is see the research
around. No,
it
standing
could be
on a line. I mean,
no, you're not talking about a line. You're talking about an area that's wider. It's a border that has, like,
so,
I said, you had.
If it's wider, then why is it not designated either as a
because,
rishus
harabim? Because it's the border, and it doesn't belong to rishus hayochid, so it's not enclosed, and it's not the area where people walk.
People don't walk.
So that's why it's see the rishus hayochid. That's why
it's. Are we talking about something could be like a railing?
But it's probably here. It's bigger. Rashi says, "Kolchatzer shenifratz rishus harabim, makom mechitza." The area where the wall is. Let's say the wall falls down. The area where the wall is. A wall's not a line. A wall's bigger. So that area, when that area where the wall was, is considered tzidei rishus harabim. Is it tzidei rishus harabim considered rishus harabim or not? So he says, all right, plegei bar rav elazar rabbanan be'irvin, right? V'amir rabbanan delav rishus harabim. It's not rishus harabim. V'afilu hachi, so ki afik rishus harabim derech sham chayiv. Okay, so never. But what happens is, according to rabbanan, that's not considered rishus harabim. But nevertheless, if you went from your rishus hayochid, the rabbanan say, through this area into rishus harabim, you would be chayiv. That's exactly our case. You're going from the rishus hayochid to a place where you're not chayiv, to the place that you are chayiv, and you're going to be chayiv. So we have a paradigm. Now, why that's considered a paradigm in our case is not considered a paradigm. I don't know what makes that case better than our case, but that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, "El midi dehavi motzi rishus hayochid rishus harabim derech tzidei rishus harabim." Hasum lav is not the case over there. Afal gavdi imanichle atzidei rishus harabim poter. If you would take something out from your rishus hayochid, from your house, and place it on the tzidei rishus harabim, you would be putter. That area is not chayiv. Nevertheless, ki manachlei rishus harabim chayiv. If you continued and you walked into the and you went straight through the tzidei rishus harabim to the rishus harabim itself, you would be chayiv. So hachanai milo shna. That's exactly our case. It's the same thing. You're going from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim via an area which is not a rishus harabim, and that you're chayiv. Yeah, I just don't understand. So that's the Gemara says, okay, that's fine. Now you have a paradigm. But why is that considered the paradigm? And our case is the question.
Right.
Like, what makes that case better? Oh, since we have that case, we're okay in our case. It's the same case. Okay, I don't have an answer. I don't know. Okay, so maskif la Rav Papa. So Papa says, okay, wait a second. That's fine. You just found a paradigm only according to one shita. Because remember we said, see there's just a rabim, whether it's a rabim or not, is a machokas.
You're saying it's the voice and see there are the same thing.
Yeah, they're both place. They're both lowercase karmelists. They're both something that you're not chayiv. If you went from just a rabim to there, or just a yachid to there and stopped, you wouldn't be chayiv. But that's only according to one shita. Hani chal rabbanon the armid tzidei rishus harabim lav rishus harabim dami. That only works according to rabbanon in Eirvin, who said that the tzidei rishus harabim don't count as rishus harabim. So therefore, I have a paradigm. I have a place where you go into a place that's not chayiv. Elo Rabbi Lezer, let me take out Ben Yaakov. According to Rabbi Lezer, the Amar Tzidei Rishus Harabim, Kirishus Harabim Dami, he holds that the Tzidei Rishus Harabim are Rishus Harabim. So Michael Mimar. So then there's no paradigm. Because in that case, the reason why you're chayiv is because you're going from a Rishus HaYachid straight into the Rishus Harabim. So there's no paradigm. There's no comparison to our case. So Amar Le Rav Achav Reid Ravika, so Rav Achav Reid Ravika says no. When does Rabbi Eliezer argue? Amar de Shamis Rabbi Eliezer, Dami Tzidei Rishus Harabim, Kishus Harabim Dami, Hecha de Leka Kipufe. This has come to what you were saying before. When does Rabbi Eliezer say that the Tzidei Rishus Harabim don't count as Rishus Harabim? It's when you have the pegs that are still there. You have these Yesedos. Again, you had a large area of pegs to separate. Or you have this wall that fell down and the stones are still there. That's when the Tzidei Rishus Harabim are not going to be considered the Rishus Harabim. When those are not there, when there's no pegs, and it's just straight through, that's when it's considered Tzidei Rishus Harabim to be the Rishus Harabim. But, aval hecha de'ika chifufe, if you have these pegs, or you have these stones, or you have something there, which makes it difficult for people to walk there, then he'll agree that that's not considered Rishus Harabim. Right? Aval hecha de'ika chifufe, mishamasle. Who's Hilkach Lahaidamyot? Who says that even there he agrees it's not considered Rishus Harabim? So we do have a paradigm, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Chamim, it's always, see the Rishus Harabim, always going to be the Rishus Harabim. Always going to be a place that's not Rishus Harabim, it's always going to be Pater. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you have these pegs there, that's also not going to be considered Rishus Harabim. So even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have a paradigm. You have the case of where you go from Rishus Yachin via the Tzidei Rishus Harabim that has pegs in it to the Rishus Harabim, and yet you're still Chayev. That's going to be the case where it's a paradigm. The only machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim as to whether or not Tzidei Rishus Harabim is like Rishus Harabim is when there are no pegs, when the area was cleared. That's, and we get to that machlokus in more in Erevin.
When the area was cleared, I thought we said that the question is whether people use the area.
Well, so that's machlokus. So according to Rabbanan, it was known that that's a place that's not used, so I guess until people start using it again, it's not going to be considered Rishus Harabim.
So what's the nafkamina of what was there beforehand? Just say we have a case where there's a Rishus Harabim, where there's people who don't use it for part of the Rishus Harabim.
It could be, but we'll get to it in Erevin. Okay. Amar Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan says, Umode ben Azai bezorik. Ben Azai agrees, though, that let's say you have the Tzidei Rishus Harabim that has the pegs in there, or something like that, right? So Ben Azai was the one who was cholik. Ben Azai was the one who said, if you went, sorry, forget the pegs, Ben Azai is the one who said that if you go from the store to the street via the platform in the middle, he said that you are that you're putter, because he viewed every step individually, and if you're standing still over that Rishus, that over that putter area, and therefore you didn't have a direct movement from Rishus Yachin to Rishus Harabim. But Ben Azai agrees, though, if I'm standing in the store on the inside and I toss something out over that tour place into the Rishus Harabim, I'm going to be chayev. Meaning, he holds that each step that you take individually, but he doesn't hold this idea that if something is thrown over something that's viewed as it's stationary. And he says, Mod Rav Nazeh Bezorik. Right, Rashi says, Bezorik Matnos Leplatia, Michanus Leplatia. You throw from the store to the thoroughfare, Derech Stav Dechayev, Halo Nach Bekarmelus Miti, because it never stopped in the Carmelus. When you walk, he views it as stopping in the Carmelus. When you throw something, it's not stopping in the Carmelus. Tain Amihachi, we have Reis that says the same thing. Hamotzi Mechanus Leplatia Derech Stav, if you walk out from the store to the thoroughfare via this platform area, you're chayev, right? That's the Tanakama. Echad Hamotzi V'Echad Machnes, whether you're going out or coming, bringing it in. V'Echad Zorek V'Echad Hamoshit, whether it's considered that you're throwing something or if you are just bringing it in your hand. So the Tanakama here says that you're chayev for throwing. Ben Azai Omer, Hamotzi V'Machnes Pater. He says, no, if you walk in and out, you're putter. Again, because the walking means you're stopping on that putter area. But Moshit V'Zorek, if you're bringing it in, or you're tossing it in, he'll say that you're chayev. Why? Because he doesn't hold this concept of kluta kuhuncha. He doesn't have this idea that you look at as the ab is traveling in the air, at each moment in time, you freeze frame for it to be considered stop in the area. Now we have a brisa, which probably should have been the first Mishnah of the Masechta. It happens to be the first in the Tosefta, because we've been talking about Rishus Harabim, Rishus Yachid, but what are these things? Well, here we go. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There are four areas, halachic areas for Hotzah on Shabbos. You have Rishus Yachid, a Rishus Harabim, a Carmelus, and a Mokum Ptur. Ve'ezohi Rishus HaYochid. So what's considered a Rishus HaYochid? Okay, so a couple definitions. Charitz Shehu Amuk Asara. So you have like a depression in the ground that's 10 tvachim deep. Ve'rochav Arba. And it's the surface area is 4 by 4. Now, if it's a circle, you have to do it with the angle. You have to figure out the mathematics, but it's 10 tvachim deep and 4 by 4, 4 by 4, 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim in area. That's considered enough to be its own Rishus, and that would be Rishus HaYochid. So if you have that area, let's say in a Rishus HaRabim, you have this little depression there, and you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and you take what you're holding, and you throw it, and you drop it into that depression, Yechayef Rotzah. You went from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Or if you pick something up from there. Okay, that's definition one. V'chein geder shigavoa asara v'rochav arba zor Rishus HaYochid Gemurah. So you have a depression, or you have something that's raised, or you have any area that is enclosed, right, that is enclosed by a fence that's at least 10 tefachim high, and it has a minimum shear of 4 by 4. Your house, that's Rishus HaYochid, because it's enclosed, a minimum area of 4 by 4, that is a Rishus HaYochid. Right? And then the Gemara says, V'zohi Rishus HaYochid Gemura. This is an absolute Rishus HaYochid. The Gemara is going to ask, what is that coming to add? Okay, because it's coming to say that Zohi and something else, come to exclude or include something else. The Ezehi Rishus HaRabim. And what is considered Rishus HaRabim? Number one is Sratia, which are like city, like highways. Uplatya, these open spaces. Platya Gedola, where people come and gather. Vimavoos, right, if you have these thoroughfares that have to be, they're 16 amos wide. Hamufulashin, that are open on both sides. Zohi Rishus HaRabim Gemura. If you have these thoroughfares that are open on both sides, that's Rishus HaRabim Gemura. That's a full set Rishus HaRabim. Okay, and Ein, where there's the rules. Ein motzin Rishus HaYochid zo Rishus HaRabim. So you can't go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. You can't bring from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The Ein machnis Rishus HaRabim zo Rishus HaYochid zo. You can't bring from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. V'motzi, right? If you did that from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or hichnis from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, b'shogeg, you did it b'shogeg, yichayet chatas, b'mezid without warning, yichayet kares, and you did it b'mezid with warning, then yichayet skila for violating Shabbos. Aval yam, but the ocean or the sea, ubika, these wide open spaces, even though they don't have any mechitzos around there. The istavnis, this is like we just said, it's like this area in the front of the stores. The hakarmelis, or the karmelis, that's why they want to define as a karmelis, the karmelis is one of these things. Ein alokrishus sarabim velokrishus yachin. These are neither rishus sarabim nor rishus yachin. They don't fit into either category. The ein, we haven't really done rishus sarabim yet, right? The ein, oh, we did rishus sarabim. The ein, nosim and nosim esochu. Nevertheless, since they're not rishus sarabim nor rishus yachin, we still are machmir in this area, so we don't allow you to carry in that area by itself, because we're going to say maybe to carry in this big open area, it looks to you like Rishus HaRabim, you're going to lest you come to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. So, Ein Nosnim V'Nosnim B'Socha, V'im Nasa V'Nosnim B'Socha, Pater. Right, these are public areas, they're not thoroughfares, but they're public areas, so you might get confused. The Ein Motzin M'Socha HaRabim, you can't bring from it into Rishus HaRabim. V'Lom Rishus HaRabim B'Socha, or from Rishus HaRabim into it. You can't bring from Rishus HaYochid to these areas. You can't bring from these areas into Rishus HaYochid. If you did, you're Potter. If it's only the Dindarabanan, it's not Rishus HaRabim. It's a Gzeros. Now,
so in the ocean you can pick up something and carry it?
Dindarabanan, no, but right, you would be Chayav HaKorban. Right, Dindarabanan, you're not. You're not allowed to. But if you did, you'd be Potter from the Korban. It's not a Dindaraisa. Okay, chatzeros shel rabim. So now we have, remember, today you have these chatzeros, right? So you have these, everyone has their own, like, yard, and right, and then the yards all, like, sort of, you have your house that goes into the yard, and the yards go, which is the chatzer, and the yards go into a mavoi, and then the mavoi empties out into the main street. So you have a bunch of houses that enter into one chatzer. A bunch of chatzeros empty into a mavoi, and a bunch of mavoos then enter out into the rishus rabim. So chatzeros shel rabim. Yeah, the chatzeros of many people. V'mavoos she'ein mufulashin. Or these mavoos that are not open on both sides. Meaning it's like a dead-end mavoi. It only opens onto one side. So, irvu, if they make an iruv, again, the iruv is not this part. The iruv is the bread together, they put together, the mishtate together. Irvu mutarim. If they make an iruv, then they're mutar, what? They're mutar from, go from the house into the chatzeros. Problem with the chatzeros and the mavoos is they're public. People use it. So you might get confused and then go into regular into Rishus HaRabim. But if you make this sort of Eruv in there, so everyone is a Shumusatev together, so the Chatzir technically now belongs to everybody, so you can go from your house into the Chatzir. Low Eruv, but if you didn't make the Eruv, then Asurim. Then you're not allowed to go from one to the other. I think it's osin derabanan, but if you did, if you went from your house to the chatzar without an eruv, you're not going to be chayiv. It's aser, right? You just, it means patra aval aser. Okay.
What's the reason why the chatzar should be aser?
Because again, it's a lot of people share it, so less people get confused that you're going to go into a place. If I can carry in this place where a lot of people go, I can carry in that place where a lot of people go. So make an eruv, and that makes it more understandable. Okay, Adam Omed Al Ha'iskopa. So a guy is standing on the iskopa. The iskopa again is this threshold, right? This threshold that separates between the Sarab and the Yachid. No Tami Balabayis V'No Sinlo. No Tami Ani. Vinosinlo. So he theoretically, he's in a Makom Patur. So if he's standing on that place, and he wants to take something from somebody's Rosh Hashanah, okay. If he wants to take something from Shusha Yachid, okay, because he's not going to be Chayiv. Because he's not taking, and the other person's not going to be Chayiv either, because like he said, that place where he's standing in is not, it's not a Makom Patur, but it's, Makom Patur is like a defined thing. We haven't gotten it yet. But yeah, it's an area that would be, that you wouldn't be Chayiv for. Ubilvad, as long as he's not a conduit. He can't be the guy who's taken from the Ani via him to give to the Usher, from the Usher via him to give to the Ani. Ubilvad, shelo yitol mi balabayis v'nosin la'ani, or may Ani v'nosin la'balabayis, v'im nasan v'natal, shlosh tapaturim. But if he did, they're still all putter. Why are they all putter? Because the Ani from the Rishus HaYachid, right, the Ani is code word for guy in the Rishus HaYachid, Usher is code word for the guy in Rishus HaRabim. So if this guy's standing in this area in between where there's no chiyuv, he takes from the Ani gave it, put it, and the Ani did a kira in Rishus HaYachid, and an Acha in an area, he's not chayiv. The usher did it a hanacha and a Rosh Hashanah, but he took it from Eris Malchayev. And this guy just did it, he didn't do both. So they're all potter. But it's usher to do that because he sort of, I mean, he just usher to do it. Right? Rashi says, Ubilvad shelo yitol, it's the first Rashi of the wide lines, he says, the mizalzel be'irishuri Shabbos l'chatchila, because you're being mizalzel in Shabbos, ligrom, because you're causing hotsam mishus hayachid l'shus harabim. You're causing, via you, to do okay, so you're not doing it in a halakhically approved way. I guess if you have an Erev, that's not considered mezalzel, because you're doing something halakhically approved. Right? Ugezera, and the Xegzera, Duma Asi La Kue, Ula Fuki La Hedjim, which is a Yachin, which is a Rabbim. Because somebody might see and say, oh, you're allowed to go from, which is a Yachin, which is a Rabbim. So he might do it himself. So you're not allowed to do that. Acherim Omrim, now that was a Tanakama. Acherim, and Acherim is always code word for Rabbi Meir. Acherim Omrim, Iskopa Mishamesha Shtei Rishuyos. No, the Iskopa is either one or the other. It depends on the situation. An iskopa can be two rishuyos. Rashi says, mishameshes de rishuyos. Pa'amim, sometimes he mishameshes with Torah, which is a yachid. U'pa'amim, which is a rabim. Sometimes it's one, sometimes the other. How? Bizmancha pesach pasuach kilifnim. Pesach na'u kilachutz. If the door is to the house is open, then the iskopa is going to be considered like the rishus hayachid. If the door to the house is closed, then the iskopa is considered like the rishus harabim. So therefore, I don't know if that's the Raisa Darbana, but if that was the case, then let's say the door is closed, you take your thing and you open the door and put it on the outside, maybe b'chayim, and it's just the rabbin. Right? So that, but look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mishameshes Kedur Rishuas, I did that one, okay? Okay. The im haisa iskopa gavo asara of rochava arba, but let's say the iskopa is a certain size, meaning it's 10 tvachim high and has a square area of 4x4 tvachim, hareiz the rishus la'atzma. Then it's its own rishus. That even if the door is open, if the door is closed, then it's its own rishus. And then if you went from one to the other, you wouldn't be chayev. You'd be putter. It's aser, but you'd be putter. Okay. Amar Mar. Easy, right? Amar Mar. The Brisa said before, it gave us a definition of the rishus hayachid. It said it was a depression that was ten deep and 4x4, or something that was fenced in by fence that sent Hachim and 4x4. And then it said, Zohi Rishus HaYachid, right? And we said, Zohi Rishus HaYachid Gemura. So, Lamute Mai, what is it coming to exclude? I mean, this is a Rishus HaYachid. So, Gemara says, Lamute Hadar Rabbi Yehuda. It comes to exclude the case of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has another thing, and the Chachatim and the Brice is going to argue and say, even though Rabbi Yehuda says that that's not a Rishus HaYachid, we're going to view it as a Rishus HaYachid. Right, Tanya, we have the following Brice. Yes, or Kane. More so, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Misha Yeshlo Shnei Batim Vishnei Tzidi Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so this guy is a Rishus HaRabim going right through the middle. He has a house on the east side and a house on the west side of the Rishus HaRabim. Right? And his doors, they face each other. So he wants to maybe go from his house to house, but he can't. He's transversing across the Rishus HaRabim in between. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Misha Yeshlo Shnei Batim Vishnei Rishus HaRabim. Ose Lechem Mikan VeLechem Mikan Okor Mikan VeKor Mikan VeNosim VeNosim Emsa. So these are going to be Eirvid issues. But you make a Lechi, or Lechi is like a post on the door, You make a post on the door, or a kore is a beam that goes across. Let's say the beam is easier. He beams across, makes a beam, two beams across from each side of the Pesach Rabbim to the house, and now he's enclosed his house because he holds, right, Rashi says, he's the Kesavar of Yehuda, Beis Mechinotzos Haver Rishus HaRayochid Midoraisa. He says, well, really, the area between his two houses, is if you have two walls, sorry, if you're in an area that you have two walls can create Rishus HaYochid. I guess they have to be owned by the same person. So the area in this Rishus HaRabim, between his two houses, technically, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a Rishus HaYochid, because he has the wall of house A and the wall of house B. But, Midarabadim, you want to make it clear, because people might say, oh, wait a second, he's walking in between there, you can walk anywhere else in the Rishus HaRabim. So to make it clear, you put the korahs on top, and everyone knows that this is a Rishus HaYochid. So he says, right, lechem mikan v'lechem mikan, o korah mikan v'korah mikan, v'nose v'nosein be'emsan. You can go in between. But Amrulo, the Chachamim disagreed to him and said, "Ein me'arvin Rishus HaRabim b'kach." No, you cannot make Rishus HaRabim this way. You can't, because you can't turn a Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid this way, because the Chachamim hold that the only time you get a Rishus HaYochid is you have to have three walls. So this doesn't work, because there are only two walls. So if you have two walls, you can't then make a Korah or a Lechi, won't work, right? Because it's Rishus HaRabim d'Oraisa. Rishus HaRabim d'Oraisa, as we all know, Rishus HaRabim d'Oraisa, you can't make it into Rishus HaYochid. The Gemara says, okay, v'amai karule gemura. What does the Braisa say? This is Rishus HaYochid gemura, which is a very strange language. So mahu detema, because you might have thought, ki pligi rabbana leit Rabbi Yehuda, delo havi Rishus HaYochid, when you might have thought, now that we brought this machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, that when do the Rabbanim argue on Rabbi Yehuda, that's only hani milu l'taltel. They're going to agree with Rabbi Yehuda, they're just not going to allow you to be metaltel to carry in that area. But maybe he can stand on the roof of one house and toss things over into the roof of the other house. Right? Hani milu l'metaltel, aval lizrok modile, maybe they'll agree with Rabbi Yehuda that it's considered a Rishus HaYochid in between, and therefore he can toss it across. Right? Kamash malan, therefore comes teachers, no, that this is a Rishus, that this is gemura. Gemura, that means that only this is considered a Rishus HaYochid and not something else. And therefore, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, you can't even toss it. Tosfos points out, the lashon of gemura, of zohi, is mashma, that this is and something else isn't. And here we're saying this is and something else also is, which is a difficult language. Okay, that's why it's considered Rishus HaYochid gemura, that meaning only what the Chachamim defined as Rishus HaYochid is Rishus HaYochid. But in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, that's completely Rishus HaRabim, so much Rishus HaRabim that you can't even toss across it. Okay. Amamar. Now we have the same language that we have with Rishus HaRabim, right? The Gemara said there, Zohi Rishus HaRabim Gemura, right? The case that we gave over there, we said the Sratia, the Platia, those things are all the Rishus HaRabim. Zohi Rishus HaRabim Gemura. What does it mean, Zohi Rishus HaRabim? What's it coming to exclude? And then we're going to ask why does it say Gemura. So just to foreshadow, Gemura here is just going to be for stylistic purposes to be consistent with the Resha. But the Gemara says, so why is it this is Rishus HaRabim as opposed to something else? L'mu'ute mai. L'mu'ute idach de Rabbi Yehuda. To come to exclude this other case of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanan. We have the following case in Erevin. Okay, so what you had, sorry, remember the case, what you had is the used to, in some places you would have a Rishus HaRabim, but in the Rishus HaRabim, you would have a cistern of water. And what would happen would be is people would bend down and try and drink. But the water, the cistern water, qualifies as a Rishus HaYochid, because it's more than 10 Tvachim deep, and it's 4 Tvachim wide. So if someone went down and took a cup of water from the pit, he'd be violating Hotzah, from the Rishus HaYochid of the cistern, into the Rishus HaRabim, where he's walking and standing. So what they did is they made like these four, I don't know if he has a picture in an art scroll, they would make these four posts around the cistern, to make it that area has its own status. Does he have one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes it that area inside those posts are going to be considered Rishus HaYochid. So if I walked in there, I can then now drink from it, because only there, I can't take out from there. But if I'm in that area, I can drink, because that becomes a Rishus HaYochid.
What is it for the pilgrimage?
Again, it's Erevin Dachav days. So we have like 160 some odd days. We'll get to it, right? Like Rosh Hashanah. He says, L'mu'ute idit Rabbi Yehuda. That's not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Im haisa derech Rishus HaRabim mifaskan yisalkena litzdadim. What would happen if they made it in such an area, but they made it these pegs, and the people still walked through that area? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you defeated the purpose, you were saying before, it's still going to be considered Rishus HaRabim. So in order for this to work, you have to make a detour. So the people, the regular route goes around that area. The Chachamim say you don't have to. You don't have to make this deep detour because the hiluch of the rabbim into that area is not going to be mevatel the shem reshus hayachid. So that's so that when we say zohi reshus harabim means this is a reshus harabim and not what Rabbi Yehuda says it could also be reshus harabim. That case is not a reshus harabim. That case is still considered reshus hayachid. Rabbi Yehuda would say.
Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said to put the lechi across the.
But that's in reshus hayachid. This is talking about reshus harabim.
The only one it seems that talks about anything remotely about like ownership and the people.
No, because Rabbi Yehuda's case over there, the reason everyone agrees that a lechi nekor can work. Over there, the issue was because you only had two walls. So Rabbi Yehuda says the two walls can work for the lechi nekor because if you're in between two walls, he views that area as reshus hayachid. Chachamim say you need three walls.
Right, but he's the only. It seems like he's the only one that's talking about. All the other guidelines we had so far were intrinsic to the space. Whereas he's the only one who's talking so far about how it's being used or who owns it in completely different focus.
No, I think the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Yehuda's din, but only if there was a third wall in that case. If there was a third wall, then you can make a lechi and a korah. There's only two walls here, so that's the fundamental issue. If let's say you had to, if it was a thoroughfare like this, and you had two houses over here, and there was another jutting out on this, then Chachamim would agree that then that would work, the korah and the lechi would work. But I'm not
is
sure.
Is there any specific reason why Rabbi Yehuda in the first case says that you own both houses?
Yeah, because
that. If it's my friend's house?
I think so. I think so. I don't know.
Because then it would still be a reshus hayachid.
But he's going to consider it a reshus hayachid because you own both walls, and in between both walls, it's
reshus. My friend owns that house.
So maybe there's a difference there. Then it's different properties. I don't know. I don't know.
But it's still the same. It's still reshus hayachid. So reshus
I don't know.
Reshus hayachid. I own one. He owns the other.
I don't think. I don't know. I think it has to be that you own both. Right? I don't know. We'll get
why?
To it.
Why? Because the reshus doesn't change. They're both reshus hayachid. No, so why do you have to own both?
Because then there's only one wall. Reshus hayachid means it's an individual property that is, that's wrapped, that's enclosed to one area. I don't know. We'll get to that in Erevin. I don't know the answer. Okay. So the Gemara then says, so we just explained why our cases are this is Rishus Harabim. I mean, these are considered Rishus Harabim, but not what Rabbi Yehuda says is Rishus Harabim, the case where you have the pegs around the, not the pegs, the poles or whatever around the pit. But my Karli Gemura, so why does it say Rishus Harabim Gemura? That's, I did a ton of Risha Gemura, a ton of Sefer Gemura. That's just for stylistic consistency. Okay. Namara says, V'lichshov Nami Midbar. Why do we not include, right, Namara mentioned all these Rishus Harabims. Why is a Midbar, the desert, not considered a Rishus Harabim? Because the Hatanya, we have a following Brisa, Ezo Rishus Harabim, another Brisa that gives a list of Rishus Harabim, and it says, Sratya, Uplati Gedola, Mufo, Sabafulashim, V'hamidbar. So why now, Brisa, does the Midbar not include it? So I said, no, I'm Rabbi Lokasha. Khan Bizman Shisrael Shurim B'midbar. Khan Bizman Azeh. Well, when B'nai Yisrael were in the Midbar, was Rishus Harabim. Now it's not. So the Tosos here is interesting. He says, Mashmutzas. It sounds a little bit here. The Ein Rishus Harabim, it's only considered Rishus Harabim. Ella in Kimitsuyim Sam Shishim Rebo Kamo B'midbar. 600,000 will make it into Rishus Harabim. Mashmutzas. Let's say, but the Midbar, and they all ask, if you're talking about the Midbar, the Midbar didn't have 600,000 people. It had 600,000 men from the age of 8. So there's much more. So, okay. Amar Mar.
Amar does not give you numbers.
Never. Never does. Amar Mar. Okay, we learn, continuing the Bryce. The Bryce says, Im Hotzi, right, if you took, which right, from the Rosh HaYachid, right, to the Rosh HaRabim, or the Hichnis, from the Rosh HaRabim, into the HaYachid, Bishogig, you did a Bishogig, Yechai Yechatas. Right, if you did a Bemezid, on his Karis. If you did a Bemezid, you did a Karis. But if you had Edim and Asra, you get Skilim and Niskal. So the Gemara says, B'shogig, chayv katas, pshita. That's pashit. You violate the law, B'shogig, what's the halacha? You get katas. Right, pshita. So the Gemara says, no, mezid onish karis niskal iskale. You're just going to consistency, but the real finish is that you buy, if you did it b'mezid, you'd get karis or skilim. The Gemara says again, hanami pshita. That's also pashit. That's what's the difference. If something you chayv chatas for b'shogig, then b'mezid, you chayv karis or skila. So Gemara says, no, hakamash malon, come to teach us, the Amar Rav said, Matsati Megillah Starim Be'er Chia, found a hidden scroll in the house of Chia. Rashi points out, when they used to, everything used to be Baal Peh. If they learned something they didn't know before, they would write it down until they memorized it, and they would just bury the scroll where they wrote it down. So he found one of these scrolls, and on the scroll was written, Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, Isi Ben Yehuda says, Avos Malachos Arboin Chasar Achas, that 40 minus 1 means the 39 melachos, the ain't chayav alachas, you only chayav 1. So right now we think that means that if you violate all 39 melachos with one forgetfulness about Shabbos, you only be chayav 1, not considered, not be chayav 39. Much as any, is that really true that if you violate all the malachos, you're only chayav one chatas? Vatram, we're going to the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel. Avos malachos are b'ayin chasar achas to 39 malachos. Vabina ba minyan alamili. Why do I need to tell me that they're 39? Just count the list in the Mishnah. List all of them. So the Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan says the reason why shimaso kulam mehelam achas chayav kol achas v'achas. The Gemara says no, because if you violate all 39 or whatever many you violate when one forgetfulness, then you'll be chayav a korban for each and every malacha that you violate, which goes against what Reisi Bar Yehuda, that goes against what the Rav says he saw in the scroll. So that's a kasha. So the Gemara says no. Ela ema, you should say eino chayav al achas mehen. What does it mean that, I guess, the Gemara says that Isi said that you're not when, I'm not trying to be Isi, it should be, where they found, yeah, in the school of Isi ben Yehuda, where it said, Einu Chayav al Achas, what it really meant to say, again, this is, you're just right, these are just notes in the Megillah, so it could be misinterpreted, right? Ela Ema Einu Chayav al Achas Mechen. It's common to teach you that there is one malacha that you wouldn't be Chayav, if you, a Chatas, if you violated. And now, by our, this Bryce is saying that by Hotzah, you would be Chayiv, proves that Hotzah is not the Malacha that scroll was talking about. Because that scroll says there's one Malacha that you're not going to be Chayiv for, and our Bryce says, Hotzah, you are Chayiv. So it proves that we're not talking about that scroll. V'hagamash v'lon, ha-mehanach lo misafkan. That's not the scroll that we were talking about. There's no suffix that if you violate Hotzah, you're Vadei Chayiv Skila, or Mezid, if you did it. Vadei Chayiv Skila, if you did it, b'mezid. That scroll over there must be talking about a different malacha. Malacha, we want to stop here, right? 2000.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Why does the Gemara not say Shloshim B'Teisha? Why do they say 40?
Get to Daf Ayin Gimel.